Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Oh, righty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Thursday afternoon to you, and yes, it is time for the McFarland Show. Darren and Justin here on this Thursday afternoon. We are live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. DJ Damon is alongside, or today, Orange Damon is alongside, also known as Thursdays. Hope everybody is safe and sound. A lot of weather yesterday after we got off the air, overnight, and we're just thinking about all the people north of us, south of us, actually, just all around
all us. All over.
Because a lot of areas got hit. Drake's Creek Park is a place that we play travel ball tournaments at up in the Hendersonville area.
Underwater.
So it is underwater.
That's correct.
You know, I know Columbia, we're thinking about the folks down in Columbia and Spring Hill. They got hit really hard. Yeah. And just an awful, awful story. Everybody knows, and I bring up Rutherford County a lot. James Sullivan, who is, what's his official title? The director?
Superintendent. Director, superintendent.
Okay.
Same thing.
Just an awful, awful story involving his, was it 9 or 10 year old son?
I haven't seen his official age.
It's definitely 9 or 10.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood.
It's 9 or 10 years old. And he is not doing well, unfortunately.
He's not. This is coming directly from Director Sullivan's Facebook page, and he's written this letter to the community. And I hate to do it right out the gates, but, you know, here it is, everyone. He says, while our neighbors and I were picking up debris, putting fences back up, neighborhood kids were playing in the water in the streets. Somehow Asher, their son, got caught in the storm drain and was swept under the neighborhood streets. He eventually came out of the drainage ditch. CPR was administered for quite some time. His heartbeat was reestablished, but the damage is substantial. Currently, we are at Vanderbilt after being transported from Ascension. His lungs are severely damaged, and he is not showing much brain activity outside of muscle jerks. Specifically, pray for healing for his lungs, and most importantly, brain activity to occur. Asher needs a miracle. And that is coming from Dr. James Sullivan, Jimmy Sullivan, the director of schools there in Rutherford County, speaking about his youngest son.
It's just an awful, awful story. It doesn't get any easier to hear it again. I've read it.
Yeah.
I've seen it many, many times. And to hear it again, my heart aches. And obviously our thoughts and prayers are with the Sullivan family. That's,
without question. And everyone there in Rutherford County who's close to them, all their friends and anybody, classmates and, you know, teachers and anybody else who knows this little boy.
He's in elementary school, so. We were pretty lucky in Smyrna. I think Christiana and those areas.
Yes.
Deeper down in Murfreesboro were hit around much harder.
The Joe B. Jackson area in that particular neighborhood got hit pretty hard. It was a rain-wrapped tornado, essentially, hail that came pouring through. But the bulk of the actual damage that we have seen outside of flooding, there's two different types of damage with this particular storm. There was flooding damage, and then there was tornado damage. And the brunt of the tornado damage that we've seen over at Fox 17 by far is down in Maury County. Not to say there's not other damage elsewhere, not to say no one else got hit. But some of the you know, where they had debris and roofs torn off and things like that happened down in Maury County in the Columbia area, just outside of Columbia. That is where, unfortunately, one woman lost her life yesterday in this particular situation. Not a whole lot has been released about that. But, you know, a whole lot of damage. Everybody else, not to say there wasn't tornado damage, but flooding was the issue elsewhere.
Clarksville got, what, 5.5 inches of rain?
Yeah. happened early up there. And then, of course, it swept across. You mentioned Hendersonville got hit hard. Understand places in Wilson County, Williamson County also got slogged pretty good. Anywhere where there's a creek or a river or a stream, overflowed pretty fast. So the good news is the water is receding quickly. Areas are recovering quickly. The chainsaw crews were out there quickly doing what Middle Tennessee does. This is not new for us, unfortunately. We've been through this a lot. So we kind of know what to do whenever this comes. But it's when you hear about, people losing life and people on, life support looking for brain activity and things like that, that is about as brutal as it comes. And so hopefully everybody's able to make a full recovery. And, of course, condolences to those who won't. Just a sad, sad occasion. But didn't seem like there was a lot of widespread property damage like we can see in some of these storms. We had some, but not as bad as it could have been, or not as bad as it has been, shall we say.
It's a harsh reminder about flooding and currents. What is the saying?
Turn around, don't drown.
Yeah, there you go. Turn around. Again, it just, that's how quick it can happen.
Foot and a half.
Yeah. It doesn't take much.
18 inches.
Yeah.
18 inches of water is all it takes to lift your car.
A car, a person gets swept away, car in big, big trouble. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. It takes foot and a half of water, and the right movement can pick up your car and carry it. We talked to a woman this morning at Fox 17. Her car, and when we left it, it's all the way out in one of those random fields in Robertson County. One of those things to you where you're going to drive past later and go, why would someone drive their car all the way out there? Not realizing that the area you're driving through was a lake, and this woman's car literally got swept away,
floated away
off the road, and ended up acres and acres away deep in some type of, I don't know what they were growing out there, but some type of crop field. And, it was the most awkward place that you would ever want to see a car, to the point where, again, you would be looking for tire tracks. Like, surely this woman drove out here somehow. No, the water was that high, it carried her car all the way out there.
Well, share also, sure. In Columbia, my hometown, right there on Bear Creek, I was watching a video of some people I know that were looking at the tornado, and people I was telling them to move, to keep driving.
Yeah, the issue with the tornadoes has become that we have become so used to them.
Unfortunately.
That we don't flinch when we see them. We've lost our fear of them a little bit. Same thing with the flooding, quite honestly. We've lost our fear of flooded streets.
If you've been here long enough.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, you don't ever want to say you get numb to it, but it's happened a lot.
It's
if
happened
you've been
a
in this town for a while.
Yeah, you don't even think about it. You just go out there and get with. If you've been here long enough, we were here for the 98 tornado.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were here. I hadn't been here long.
You haven't been here long.
But Justin, so,
yes, sir.
I had been here 4 months, and it was cicadas and tornadoes, and I was like, literally going, what have I done?
Where
like,
are we?
Why
am I
why
down
did
here?
I move here again?
Yeah,
this is that the flood when 24 was flooded?
No.
That's
2010.
That's 2010. Oh, okay. Yeah. But see, that's a whole other thing. Again, we've been through these so much.
I had never been through cicadas.
Yeah.
And really never, for the most part, dealt with tornadoes.
Yeah.
And I was here because that was in April, right, of 98, the
April
tornadoes?
April or May. I can't place it. I'm sorry. I don't have the exact day. I know the year.
So I'm
though.
4 or 5 months in.
Yeah.
And it's like, what have I done?
Yeah.
Where have I moved to?
Yeah.
What is this place?
If you've been here long enough, so you've seen the 98 tornado.
There's like
that you
locusts
saw,
and tornadoes.
That you saw the 2010 flood. And then, of course, we remember what happened just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
With the outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And, so after a while, I saw the tornado. But after you've been through all that, the tornado don't scare you. You just stand out there and look at it. Like it's,
Well, there's a lot more that we've left out.
Oh,
it was
in between,
probably like, what was it, Justin? 07 or 08 up in Hendersonville.
Hendersonville.
I'll tell you why I remember it.
Murfreesboro got another one.
I was interviewing Tim Corbin live on the air, and they had a game.
Yeah.
And they canceled the game because he said there's tornadoes going on in Hendersonville. And we were like, what? Remember, this is – so think about it. 08, you're talking about how many years ago?
Now in 16 years. Yeah.
16 years ago, technology is a little bit different. Social media is a little bit different. So we're not finding things as quickly as we do today. And we were like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? And, of course, you know, it devastated up north of town. We have no idea. Middle of the day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. Devastated that side of town. That you're right, because that was the storm that Volunteer State got hit very hard in that storm. And a car dealership across the street from there got hard hit in that particular storm. Again, we have been through these things so much so that we're forgetting about really big ones. So, I mean, it's not surprising people are standing out there watching them like they're exotic pets or something. They're very dangerous.
Justin, we've both been at this for a long time, not to age ourselves.
Yeah.
But we both talked about this off the air. Our next segment, we're going to interview something I don't think either one of us have ever interviewed before.
I have not.
A rodeo clown. The Franklin Rodeo is next week.
Mm.
And I think about all the interviews both of us have done.
A lot.
And neither one of us, I think, have interviewed a rodeo clown.
Nope. It's going to be interesting.
And you know what? We could probably use a little humor after what everybody's
probably
gone through.
Probably could.
Yesterday after we got off the air. So we're going to do that when we come back as you listen to The McFarland Show on WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now, that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good, whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain. If you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hey there, you don't know me, but I was standing behind you the other morning in line, remember? You thought about buying that Tennessee Lottery instant game, but changed your mind. Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I bought it and won big. Pretty annoying, right? But don't worry, I'll bring you back a t-shirt from the Bahamas.
Don't miss your chance to win up to $500,000 with the new May instant games. Plus, earn 5x VIP rewards points on all multiplier games in May, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Titans trade for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. 2 catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. 1 catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Rolling along on this Thursday afternoon, don't forget, Braves are off tonight, so they'll be back at it tomorrow. Well, actually, we're going to talk to, listen to this, Tony in Nolensville. You better listen up. 3 o'clock, we're going to go to Clarksville. We're going to bring in Austin Peay, baseball coach. Look excited about that. They like to hit home runs.
In bunches.
And we're going to talk to him coming up at 3 o'clock. Back here on the McFarland Show, Darren and Justin here with you live in the Strike It Spare Family Fun Center studio. Don't forget, every day you can also watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, and you can interact with us on our YouTube page. Next week, the Franklin Rodeo is in town. It's always a big hit. And we said it last segment. The two of us have been at this for a long time. I've been at 30 years in radio. Justin, you're a little bit younger than me. You've been at radio and television.
Radio and television, 2002, so 22 years.
22 years, and neither one of us have interviewed a rodeo clown, which is hard to believe when we've done thousands of interviews over the years. And Dusty Myers now joins us, and he indeed is a rodeo clown and a barrel man. We'll find out what this all entails, and he now joins us on the McFarland Show. Dusty, how we doing?
Good, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're kind of excited about this because, like you just heard, you know, you would think at this point in our careers, we've basically, if it has anything to do with any sport in the world, you would think we would have interviewed somebody about that over the years, but that is just not the case. We've never interviewed a lot of bull riders, we've done that. Cowboys.
Absolutely.
We've done all that.
Yes.
But rodeo clown? Well, we're getting ready to check that box. We're excited about it. You know, before seeing your bio, if I'm just being honest, I thought, how does one get into this profession? And my initial thoughts was, it has to be like just in your, right? Like it's in your family, right? It's what you grew up knowing. And indeed, that was the case, is it not?
Absolutely. That or you either drop out of school, one of the two.
So yes. You went with the first one. It's okay. What your father did, correct?
Yes, my father was a rodeo clown, but there was another man that actually appeared at Franklin for many, many years, and he was a legend in the South. His name was Liesel Harris, and Liesel was the guy that I looked up to. But I grew up around rodeo through my dad, but Liesel Harris was the reason I'm doing what I'm doing now.
When did you decide, okay, yeah, you know what, I'm gonna dabble in this or I'm going to give it a try? What age were you when you did that?
I'm not going to lie. I've done this my whole life.
Oh, wow.
When I was a small child, I used to dress up like a rodeo clown. I mean, I've seen Liesel and my dad when I was a small kid, and that's all I've ever wanted to do. I started competing in junior rodeo, getting on bulls and bareback horses and things like that when I was in junior rodeo. When I turned 13, I became a professional bullfighter. And I did that for about 11 or 12 years, and then I decided, hey, you know what? I want to get into the entertainment side. I want to do the thing that I've always wanted to do. And that's when I stepped into the clown role.
Well, look, this is one thing I have learned over the years when it comes to bulls, whether you're a rider or you're out there doing what we're talking about. It's still a dangerous job. It's a dangerous profession because of what you're dealing with. Whether you're on them or outside, you know, outside on the dirt running around trying to distract them, it's dangerous.
Absolutely. I mean, but you're dealing with that with anything you do, though. I mean, I just look at it as a normal everyday job. I mean, you can get hurt doing anything.
Yeah, except for radio.
I don't know. You could say something wrong.
Yeah, well, that is very true. Or you can get stabbed in the back. This industry is pretty rough.
Trust me, there's been plenty of people hurt up here.
You can get knifed pretty quick.
It's delayed, though. It's not immediate.
No,
it's a little delayed, but yeah.
That's right. So tell us, like, what is it like? Take us through a night. Obviously, the Franklin Rodeo will get cranked up next week. This time next week, a week from today. Just kind of take us through just a day and night as you, you know, as you go through a rodeo day.
Well, with a rodeo the size of Franklin, actually Franklin is one of the biggest rodeos east of the Mississippi, and it is the biggest rodeo in Tennessee. So So it's not like your normal everyday rodeo. So we do a lot of PR, a lot of media. My morning starts off early in the morning. I do radio. Then, like, next Thursday, I believe, I go to RFD TV there in Nashville. Mm-hmm. So we're on TV spots. We come back. We get all our props ready, production meetings. We're getting everything ready for the show that night. Then an hour before the show, I start getting ready in what you call the makeup and the baggies. And then we kick off at 7 o'clock each night. And we entertain for the next 2.5 hours.
So what does it entail for people out there? There's a lot of people that, you know, maybe hearing this and they're, you know, they've heard the term, but they're maybe just not sure exactly what your job entails. What does your job entail? I guess that's the best way to put it.
Okay. My job is basically to fill in the cracks in the rodeo. Between each event, so we've got a little dead time. I come in and do a little piece of comedy. I'm like a stand-up comedian with animals running around. So basically, my job is to fill time in between the transitions and rodeo. Then I also do a skit. And then you're going to also see the other contestants and the other personnel, like Ryder and Bethany Kisner. They're world famous. They'll be there this next week. The great Roger Mooney will be announcing. But my job is basically to entertain the crowd in between contestants and in between the events.
This is going to sound unusual, but what's your 40 time? Like, you know, you've got to be pretty quick. So I imagine you probably do well at the combine, given what you have to do for a living.
Not necessarily. I'm actually the entertainer. So we've got professional bullfighters that are the quick ones, the athletic ones. I'm not necessarily as athletic as I once was. But what you're saying, but it's a lot of timing going on because you're watching the contestants. You got to know what's going on in the arena at all times because you got to watch your back. Like you said, in the radio studio, you got to watch your back. In the arena, you got to watch your back.
Yes, sir.
Only difference is I may get run over by a horse or a bull. I'm paying attention to the horse and bull, so I've got to kind of time my jokes out to kind of fit accordingly where I don't run into one of the contestants basically with it.
I see. Okay, so there's a lot of different roles out there. So your particular role at this point, like you said, filling in the cracks, but then there's other folks out there who are trying to distract the bull, trying to give safety to the bull rider. It looks like organized chaos, but it is actually very organized what you guys do in order to make sure everyone remains as safe as possible.
Absolutely. And what the guys that you're talking about, they look like clowns a lot of times because they're wearing the makeup and the funny clothes.
Yes, sir.
But they're actually called professional bullfighters. And what they do is they put their body in between the bull and the cowboy. When the cowboy gets off or he gets thrown off of his bull, they put their bodies in between. They're kind of like the Secret Service of the rodeo arena. They protect the bull rider at any cost. If their hands get hung in the bull rope, they have to unhang them. If they get knocked out, they've got to lure the bull away from the cowboy. It's a lot of different factors going on, but I am actually out there during the bull ride, and I'm in what you call a clown barrel. So I'm not just out there hiding in a clown barrel. It's kind of like a safety island. I'm the third member of the team. So say if something bad happens or one of my bullfighter buddies gets knocked down, I bring the barrel in there, and the bull a lot of times will turn his attention to me because I'm the slowest moving thing in the arena.
Wow.
So he'll hit the barrel, and it kind of gives them a safety island, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. Is it true that certain bulls are truly meaner than others? That, you know, you get certain bulls that you have to keep an eye out, like, oh, here comes Sally. Yeah, we don't like Sally. Fill in the blank. Are there bulls, not guys, but bulls that you especially know that you got to, like, yeah, okay, hold on, watch this.
Absolutely. These bulls, they're like human beings. You got your good ones, you got your nice ones. We learn the ones that we got to kind of watch out for, but you never turn your back even on the nice ones because the nice ones can have a bad day every once in a while. And they can be a little bit mean too, but yeah, we have certain ones that we know that, hey, oh, this is going to be a long night.
This could be a tough ride. If anybody's watching you were raised in this. But, you know, you got to have a lot of little boys and girls there over the weekend. Has anybody ever come up to you and be like, I want to be you when I grow up? I don't want to be the boy. I want to be you. What would you advise a little one who said that?
Do something else.
I knew that was coming.
No. I encourage everybody to chase your dreams. I did. and it's worked out for me. It's been something that I've been able to do my whole entire life. Is I've rodeoed for a living. I've never really had a 9-to-5 job. I've always been able to work for myself and work for rodeos. Now, it's not the easiest life because we're on the road a lot of time. It's just like any entertainer, you know, your musicians or your circuses or whatever. We're on the road every week. We're at a different place every week. We might be at a different place every day sometimes, especially during the summertime when you're in the carnivals and fairs. But my advice is, if this is something you want to do, actually watch a lot of guys. Get to meet some of the guys. Come up, talk to me. I'll put you in the right direction if this is something that you absolutely want to do. But I will tell everybody up front, this is not the easiest job in the world just because of we're on the road 24/7.
You mentioned the fact that this was the largest event east of the Mississippi. Is it much bigger out west of the Mississippi? Is it much bigger? Everything's bigger in Texas, but Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, is it bigger out there than what we are going on here in Tennessee, and why is that?
Well, it's just, everybody looks at the Western lifestyle because it's out west. Rodeos are bigger because they're traditional. They've been around a lot longer out that way.
Mm.
Now, Franklin is the biggest rodeo in Tennessee, and it is one of the biggest rodeos east of the Mississippi. Now, when you go out west, it's tradition. You drive around here, all the pens are portable. Like when you come to the Franklin Rodeo, we bring in the arena, we bring in the dirt, we bring in the contestants, you know, we bring in the stock. You go out west, you'll be driving down the road and you'll just see rodeo arenas on the side of the road, just kind of like we see football fields and baseball fields.
Wow.
It's just kind of more of a tradition out west. But no, as far as being bigger, not necessarily. This is one of the big. You're going to see some of the top cowboys and cowgirls in the PRCA this weekend. And what I mean by PRCA, that is the major leagues of rodeo. It is as far as you can go in professional rodeo. It's the major leagues.
I want to go back on being a barrel man. So your job is to basically get the bull's attention to come charge the barrel that you're in?
Yes.
So I'm assuming you've had some bulls, I mean, come full speed and kaboom. What is that like to go through?
Oh, it can be good and bad. It's like anything. If you guys played football, and I'm sure most of you did, you know, you got some of your guys that hit you and they just knock you down. And then you have some of them hit you, and you see stars. That's kind of how these bulls are. Like, I'll be in the barrel some nights, and I have been knocked out in the barrel. I have been just rolled around. Mm. Sometimes it's kind of fun. Sometimes it's not the funnest job in the world.
Sounds like an amusement park ride to me.
Man.
It is absolutely an amusement park ride, but you got to be certain tall to get in it, too.
As we wrap this up, from what I do in my research, it sounds like doing what you do, Dusty, if you're good at it, like you're, like you said, you've already told us, you're on the road all the time. So basically, every weekend, so where do you go after the Franklin Rodeo? Just kind of give us an inside peek of like the rest of the month or like the next 4 weekends for you, just like what travel is like.
Okay, I leave Franklin. I go to Hiawassee, Georgia for 4 or 5 days. I leave Hiawassee, Georgia, and I go to Salina, Texas. Then I go from Salina, Texas to El Paso, Texas. Then I come right back down to Springdale, Arkansas, and then I go up to Hamel, Minnesota.
Man.
Now, that is not the rest of his 2024 schedule. That is his upcoming schedule.
that's
just
crazy.
In the next few weeks.
Wow. That is insane. We do know it's a big event and a big deal. And I know that and we're going to pass all along all the information, Dusty, for how people can get tickets because these events usually sell out. Thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate letting both of us check that box.
Thank you, sir.
Now we can say we have interviewed a rodeo clown and a barrel man. So thanks for doing
this. Well, I'm your first, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, enjoy next week, and thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right, you do the same. That is Dusty Myers. He is a rodeo clown and a barrel man.
And a comedian.
Franklin Rodeo next week is May 16th through the 18th. And as you just heard, it is a big, big deal here. There's a parade on Saturday that starts at noon that will go in downtown Franklin. They've even got a family night starting on Wednesday night, May 15th, from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park, where you can get autographs, and they got food trucks and mechanical bull riding, and pony rides are free, so that's fun. And, of course, you can get tickets. Standing room only tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for children. You can go to their website, franklinrodeo.com. What a fun.
Wow.
And it is a big event if you haven't been, and I have been. And it is a big event. I've done a show out there many times.
I've not been to
Thursday.
Actually, I have been to Franklin Rodeo. I've just been before they opened. So I've not been to the actual event. I've been
to the setup and
you know, just, you know, talk to some of the people, but I've not been to the actual, you know, when they turn the lights on and go. I've been there for that. So
I wonder how many aspirin and bottle of aspirins he take with him.
I would say he packs that everywhere he goes.
Absolutely. And he's got, you know, stock in that company.
And pads. I mean, you got to have some pads if you're
excited. We should have asked him if he has pads and wears a helmet.
Yeah, because he got knocked out, he said, right?
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he something. Did.
How do you apply for that job, I want to know?
I would say it's probably, well, I don't want to say it's pretty easy, but I don't know if there's a long line of people signing up for that gig.
You don't apply. It's just kind of given to him.
Yeah.
That's what he's implying there.
Yeah. And then you earn it, and then you can... The rest is history. You just heard his schedule. Speaking of helmets and pads, Titans talk today.
There you go.
We'll hear a little bit of that on the other side. We're wide open the rest of the hour. 615-844-5600. We'll come back and get into that, talk with you, as you listen to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Can spare where fun is bowling.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess. God, I don't have a six pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking them off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Five State Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to turn out mostly sunny, the high temperature 84 degrees. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, low 56. Sunshine Friday with a high of 72. Sunny Saturday, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Renault.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Honest opinions, genuine conversations. The McFarland Show.
Yeah, that sums it up. Pretty good description there, big voice guy.
Yeah.
Nate from Columbia on our text line says the lady that died last night in Columbia was a distant relative of mine and my wife's friend.
Yeah.
It's still difficult losing a loved one, even if you weren't that close. Well, we're sorry to hear that, Nate.
Condolences, Nate. Yeah, horrible. So sorry, sir.
Horrible, horrible. Thinking about everybody down in your neck of the woods because last night was not fun, for sure.
No.
A lot of coverage from the Columbia and Spring Hill areas.
Absolutely. Columbia, Spring Hill, and areas in Robertson County also got a lot of coverage as well. Spring Hill, Cross Plains, Orlando, up in that community was well covered with rain. And, of course, you know, we've talked about Hendersonville and the unfortunate situation in Rutherford County with the small child. So, lots of recovery happening today. They're getting the lights back on for almost everybody, we understand. So that's good news. They're making a lot of progress with that. So, you know, and the water continues to recede.
615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Don't forget, you can also watch the show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. We're live in the Strike the Spare Family Fun Center studio. And let's bring in Tony on that phone line in Nolensville. Tony, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, guys, prayers to everybody and all last night. It was just, it was some wicked stuff, you know, throughout the whole Southeast and especially what we all went through. And Justin, shout out to you and all the local TV stations for doing a great job keeping us posted and updated. And what a long day it was for everybody. So
yes, sir.
Shout out for all of those people. So
thank you, sir.
Because, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable where the weather equipment has come to today, giving us such early notices and warnings.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Tony, because honestly, for all the stuff that we've had go on in this market over the years, and I've always made a point on the radio to thank the television folks for their coverage, their wall-to-wall coverage, because we wouldn't have any idea, unfortunately, of what's the devastation and the reality of what's happened in our town if it wasn't for the wall-to-wall coverage on television and all the shots from either, you know, the helicopters or just people, you know,
driving on the road,
yeah, you know,
lightning
so.
Flashing in your face.
Yeah.
This, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, done it all.
We do appreciate all the local television stations just basically stopping everything they're doing and everybody to the radio station. And, you know,
it's all hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
You get in there, you get cut and you start with the coverage.
And that's how we find out. So
that's
well
true.
Said.
That is true. Thank you. And thank you for, I touched on it a little bit the other day to y'all, and kudos to y'all, you're going to bring on Coach Fanning. I'm looking forward to that.
3 o'clock. They're going to be on the road, traveling for their weekend series, but he's been nice enough to join us, coming up to begin the second hour.
You know, last week, Darren, I don't know if it's still this way this week, the early projections had them in the same region with UT, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And I think they had Vandy. You might want to check with them, but, you know, it's still early projections. But I think they had them in the North Carolina region, and they would be at, I think they were going to be sent to, I think, like West Virginia or somewhere. But they'd be a 3 or 4 seed, and Tennessee was going to be a, you know, obviously a 1 or 2 somewhere like that.
They're not going to be a 2. They won't be
No, no, they'll be at home, but if they sent them to Tennessee, they were going to somehow be in that region. And, you know, we had talked earlier that I'd love to see that the Bombers go against each other like that. But it's just good baseball, and it's getting down that time. And, guys, somewhere, Darren, Vandy's got to pull out. I've looked at the numbers. 14 is about where you can get in. And somewhere 14 conference wins. And then if they can steal one or two down there at the SEC tournament, I think that would solidify them getting in there. But that would be huge for if they can find three wins out of the next six. If they've got to find three wins. That's a number I just keep looking at, and hopefully they'll do that. But it's getting down to crunch time, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard Tim Corbin earlier today on this radio station on with John Burton and Pat and Cook, and he was talking about the big win last night against Louisville. That was a really nice win for them. But, yeah, what they face. And, you know, honestly, I thought Tim Corbin was pretty upbeat considering. I kind of maybe expected him to be. Tim doesn't like to lose. People don't know that. He's a super, super nice guy. But people don't understand he's also super intense. And he hates losing, which is probably why he's had so much success over now 22 years at Vanderbilt. And I figured, you know, he'd be a little bit ornery considering, you know, that what's been going on lately. But I thought he was in pretty good spirits, so maybe he feels good about the headspace of this team right now.
Upbeat. And if they can get that first win tomorrow night, it'd be great. As a matter of fact, Austin Peay's got a crucial weekend at Central Arkansas.
And that's where they're traveling right now. Yep.
They've always been a nemesis on them. Guys, I looked at this last night. Darren, check this out if y'all would. You or Justin. I went back and looked at the records from 2007 to today. I believe every player that Corbin has signed that's been a freshman from the 2008 class, and if they've been a three-year player or a four-year player, I think every freshman or senior, every freshman that's made it to a junior status or waited to a senior status has stayed in the program, has been to Omaha at least once.
Hmm.
And the 2022 class that were freshmen, they're really flirting with, you know, that string. So, but I looked at that, and that's pretty respectful. You go there, you're almost assured of maybe going to Omaha at least once. So that's pretty proud to speak of. And but I know somebody out there can probably check it a little further, but I went all the way back to 07 and 08. So, and one last thing, didn't talk to y'all yesterday because of everything, but you know, Darren, we talked 2 or 3 days ago. When the Titans going out and getting this other wide receiver, Treylon Burks just might as well. Where's he at right now? I've heard that the Titans want to take 6 or 7 receivers. Don't y'all think he's going to be number 6 or 7?
No, I mean, he'll be 4
he'll
or 5.
He'll be 4 or 5 at this point.
Yeah.
Y'all think he'll still be that high?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You've drafted one, you went and got 2 free agents, and you got B-Hop. That's 5. That's 4 right there. So I guess he would be.
Well, the one they drafted was the 6th-round guy. Pick, he's not
guaranteed anything.
No.
Well, he's not guaranteed nothing, but still, when you go out and draft somebody, when you've got all this other going on, it tells me that they're still looking at the competition. They're looking at it. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
No doubt.
Hey, guys, great interview with the rodeo guy. That was super. That was fun. All of us, I think we all learned something from that. Good job.
So, thank you.
Thank you, John.
I'll leave y'all alone and keep up the good work. You're doing good.
3 o'clock. Your guy's coming on. Appreciate it. Yeah, Roland Fanning joining us to be in the second hour of the program. So the Titans did talk today. We talked about that. They're going to actually, rookies are going to practice tomorrow. And there'll be more talking going on tomorrow. So it's already that time.
It is already that
time.
To get
a little early look at these rookies.
Yeah. To see, you know, exactly how, you know, what they look like, how undrafted are they feeling,
guys.
You know, and just, you know, just get to know everybody. It's a get to know your party. We also formally heard, now we've heard from Will Levis before, but this is the first time he's spoken at the facility since they've hired Brian Callahan.
It's the first time since the season ended he's talked.
Yeah. Well, he's done other interviews, but you mean talked, you know, in
to
front
the
of the local media here in Nashville. And, you know, he talked about going and making big plays in this new offense. And the fact he sat down with Brian Callahan and went over a couple things. Listen to what he had to say about his impressions of the new offense and his new responsibilities.
it was cool the first kind of time sitting down, being able to talk to Coach Callahan and watch some stuff, showing, you know, a lot of drop back game in situations where we might not have seen that last year. So that was cool. So being able to throw the ball a little bit more, obviously that comes with the trust in the quarterback, and I got to earn that. But him making a point to me like, hey, we're gonna throw the ball. We're going to throw the ball on first down. We're going to throw the ball in all types of situations, and it's going to be on you, and we're going to trust you to do it. So that was cool to hear that, and, you know, makes me want to go out there and be the guy to do that. So,
is he pounding the podium like Nick Saban?
Maybe a little bit.
Is that what that was?
You know, he's warming up his arm because he's going to need to. Just to put this in context, Darren, about how much more they're going to pass the ball, the 2023 Titans had 494 pass attempts in the entire year for them. That's them as an entire team, 494 pass attempts. The 2023 Cincinnati Bengals had 615 pass attempts all year. 615.
And Joe Burrow didn't play the whole season.
No, he did not. It probably would have been more than, as a matter of fact.
He missed probably, what, five games probably?
Probably. And maybe, yeah, maybe more. Maybe but, more. You know, I probably need to scroll back to the previous season, the 2022 season, to see how many pass attempts they had when he was fully healthy that year. Let's see. Yes, 610. 610, not that many more.
So about the same number,
about the
really.
Same. So they really did just change their quarterback and kind of kept their same philosophy, continue to be who they were. But that is the, you know, difference there of well over 100. Now think about that. In an NFL season, what 100 more passes looks like. 100, not
100
10.
100 plus.
100 plus more passes looks like in an NFL season. That is tremendous. That is a ginormous change. Now, there's no guarantee they're going to get in here and throw 600 passes, you know, this upcoming year. But it's going to, that is what I've been talking about this entire offseason, the fact that it is going to be a mind shift to watch them throw the ball. You just heard him say it. To watch them drop back and throw on first down. To watch them throw on in all kinds of situations. It's going to be very different watching Titans football this fall. Based on that.
That's six more passes a game.
Yeah.
More passes a game.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
Oh.
But that's a lot.
Six more passes a game?
That's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So that part is going to be very, very
remember, that's 17 games.
That's true. Yeah. So a total of 17 games there with that. The other thing that stuck out today, of course, was the talk about Treylon Burks. I know that there's been a lot of talk about, Tony just spoke about it, about now that they've brought in Tyler Boyd, what is the talk about Treylon Burks? What is Treylon Burks expected to do? How did he feel about it? Here's Coach Callahan talking about Treylon Burks.
As far as Treylon's role, he's going to play everything. We've told him that from the beginning. He's going to play inside. He's going to play outside. And he's going to carve out a role for himself. And I had him come up today and do the break after practice because his work that he's put in has been really impressive. Just to give you guys some context, you know, yesterday, Tuesdays are our harder days of our four-day work week. It's a really heavy day. And so the load on the players is high. And what I mean by that is both acceleration, max speeds, and yardage. And so Treylon, I think, ran, 3,591 yards on Tuesday and then hit our top speed and team-leading top speed at 22.6 miles an hour in practice. So super impressive workload and performance. And so he's had a really good offseason. I'm excited about what he can bring for us. I meant when I said that the other day that I think he's going to have a role to play.
A role to play. Now, Treylon Burks being flashy at practice is nothing new. He's been flashy at practice before. The question is, can he stay healthy and can he flash in games? And how is he going to deal with this? Is a former first round pick with now a diminished role, even though coach says he doesn't see Treylon Burks' role as diminished. Damon? No, he's not ready yet.
We'll take a break anyway.
All right, let's go.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, continue the discussion, hear more from what took place today over at the Titans facility. We'll do that next and wrap up the first hour as you listen to the McFarland Show, WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field.
Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow, the Braves head out for a huge division battle on the road in New York as they take on the New York Mets at Citi Field.
Pre-game coverage begins at 5:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Text the Strike and Spare studio now at 615-844-5600. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
WNSR, we are Nashville Sports Radio. The McFarland Show here with you every weekday afternoon, 2 to 4. We were talking about the Tennessee Titans and Treylon Burks in particular. Treylon Burks, of course, was the Titans' number one draft pick just a few seasons ago. It can be argued rather easily. He's the number four receiver currently on their roster after they made a number of moves here this offseason. So we heard them talking about what they thought Treylon Burks was going to bring to the table now that they've brought in Tyler Boyd to take in the number three spot. Is it a demotion for Treylon Burks? Well, the head coach doesn't see it that way.
I wouldn't say there's a diminished role of any sort. We've made very clear to Treylon that the signing of Tyler is not about him. It's about helping our team get better, adding better players to our team, making us a competitive football team. And what he's done and how he's worked has been great. And I'm anticipating him still being able to play a good role for us. And look, you got to have guys that can step in and play. You got to have guys that play roles. And that hasn't changed. It doesn't change anything for Treylon as far as what we're expecting from him and what I'm hopeful that he's able to bring to the offense. So we communicated that to him and made sure he was aware. And it's not about him. It's about making our team better, making our receiving core more competitive, adding more depth to our team in general.
Darren, the Titans' number one receiver of just a couple of seasons ago is officially a role player, says the head coach.
Not sure I buy this doesn't mean anything for Treylon Burks. If Treylon Burks was trending up big, especially as a first-round pick, going into year three, you can't tell me. Maybe things wouldn't have been different, but we would all know. Yeah. The reality is we're through 2 years, and he has been very, very, very underwhelming, okay? There's no way to cut around. Does it mean that he's done, he's a bust?
No.
No? Not yet. But look, the NFL, when we hear this not for long stuff, it's true. They don't sit around wait for you for 5 years to figure things out.
No.
You'll be out of the league.
Especially this group who didn't draft him. They don't know anything. We don't know what they honestly think, or I guess we're learning what they honestly think of Treylon Burks. But, if they would have drafted him this high, probably not. They were looking for a very different receiver at the time. So they probably wouldn't have spent, 16 overall? They probably wouldn't have spent, that high of a pick on Treylon Burks. But he's here.
He is.
So you got to do something. And you're not going to get draft capital for him. So, what would another team give for Treylon Burks? Couldn't get a 5 for him. You couldn't get a 5 or 6.
You're literally just trading for somebody you believe it'll change on your watch.
Yeah.
Which there's always one team that fills that
way. Somebody fits your style, maybe.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for hour number 1. We'll come back. Roland Fanning is the baseball coach for Austin Peay. They hit home runs a lot. We'll talk to him next.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration going on the offensive after a president's decision to hold off on sending less precise bombs to Israel. That is, Israel prepares a military operation in Rafah, the last refuge for more than 1 million Palestinians. The Pentagon's Major General Pat Ryder on what was delayed.
We paused one shipment of weapons consisting of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs, and 1,700 500-pound bombs.
The Biden administration says its support for Israel to defend against Hamas is ironclad. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the focus is finalizing a ceasefire deal.
We will continue to work for a ceasefire that brings the hostages home. No matter what it takes.
Stormy Daniels finished testifying today in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Defense attorneys tried to poke holes into Daniels' claim she had a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. In Utah, emergency crews searching for missing skiers after an avalanche at the Alta Ski Resort. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
NSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour of the McFarland Show here on this Thursday afternoon. Darren and Justin here with you, and we are live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride. One more hour to go. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're excited about that. Speaking of that, no Braves baseball tonight. They are off. They'll be back at it with a series starting tomorrow night. So you'll hear all that coverage here on WNSR. Don't forget, you can watch the show always on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter and Twitch, and you can interact with us on our YouTube page just by typing in WNSR Live, one word, in the search. They're on the road right now, Justin. They're traveling to their weekend series. He is Roland Fanning. He is the baseball coach at Austin Peay. He now joins us. Coach, how we doing?
What's up, guys? Darren, Justin, how's everything shaking back in Nashville?
Well, look, we're doing good. We're just not doing as good as you. You know, we have a caller, Tony in Nolensville, who went to Austin Peay, that constantly gives us updates on your baseball team.
Constantly,
and that's cool because you guys are a fun team to watch, and boy, you love to leave the yard, which, you know, I guess as they say, chicks dig the long ball.
Chicks do dig the long ball. Shout out to Tony for updating you guys. Let's go, P Nation's kind of hot, and the boys are playing good as a team, and coaches are getting them ready, and people are kind of like, you know, following us and getting interested in what's going on over here. And you know, at first it was kind of like, oh, there's those guys over there, they're fun to watch, they're okay, they're just kind of like a little puppy dog over here. And then now the boys are getting a little ornery and getting going, and balls flying out, throwing strikes and playing a little bit of defense, and people are kind of checking us out a little bit. I appreciate you guys having us on.
I gotta be honest, and we're having a little, Damon, we may need to call Coach back. I think it may be on our end. We're getting a little glitch. Coach, okay.
Coach, we're going to disconnect and call you right back.
Let's just
put you right on, okay, sir?
All right. Okay.
Damon, try a different line, if you could, please. Maybe see if that changes things. I don't know what was going on.
That was a disturbance in the force there.
Yeah, we have not had that happen before.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hear that. That's rough stuff.
Tony is screaming at his radio right now. No!
Tony's got a good line. You should let Coach come to your house and use your line, Tony. Your line never does that. Your line is solid as a rock when you call. Never have any problems with Tony's line. You ever had a problem with Tony's line?
Nope.
Tony's calls has been solid.
Nope.
So, well, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe Tony will let him borrow the line if need be. But that's okay. We'll hopefully get him back on here right now. As Austin Peay's been playing great baseball and hitting a lot of home runs, for sure.
I do have a big tilt in Central Arkansas. That's where they're traveling right now. It starts tomorrow. So, but we're going to...
Okay.
Let's see if we can get this going.
We can get this, get Coach on the line here. You know, he's spent some time all over baseball here. Apparently grew up in Oklahoma. So
I think we've got Roland Fanning back on the line with us. Coach, are you there?
We're back. I have full service. We are on I-40 pulling into Little Rock, Arkansas, but I can hear you guys just fine.
Outstanding. I was going to tell you before we had to disconnect and try again, you really did get my attention whenever you went to Starkville and you played a couple of games against Mississippi State. I have to suspect this team got your attention as well when you went down to Starkville to take on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, we won the 3-2 game on a Tuesday, and, you know, everybody's juiced and excited. And then I think Wednesday game was more a
electric because we were down 7-0, and we came back and won, I think, 14-11. And the ending was really had some theatrics to it, and a little bit of back and forth, and the boys battled with, you know, Mississippi State. It's probably going to host a read.
Yeah.
Down there in the granddaddy of them all, Newby Noble Field. Yeah, it was a cool experience for the guys, and, you know, gave them some belief in what we were doing, and they gained some real momentum and confidence from it. It was pretty cool.
I've never been down there. I know I've talked to Tim Corbin and others who have, obviously,
yeah.
And everybody says it is just one of the coolest atmospheres you'll get in college baseball.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be at, I played, you know, coached at all SEC fields and Big 12 fields. And
mm-hmm.
It's definitely one of the top five, no doubt about it. And they love their baseball there. The tradition there is real. Their fans are great and loyal. And it's always fun when you go into a big ballpark and you're the underdog and you kind of take two games like that and get back on the road. And the best part of the story was we rolled back into Clarksville about 2 a.m. We put the tarp on. So win two games, roll it down, put the tarp on. That's a pretty bunch of boys right there.
I love it. So I do want to ask you about that because it would have been easy after that 3-2 win on that Tuesday night. Yeah, I know it's early in the season, but it would have been easy to say, hey, you know, wow, what if you're going to turn around and play him again. But, you know, we're playing with house money, right? We just beat Mississippi State. And they didn't play with house money. As you said, they got down early and they battled back like their, you know, their season was on the line. That had to tell you a little bit about this group that you have.
Yeah, listen, I got guys that have been through a lot of adversity. Coming back to the nothing at Mississippi State, it's not life or death. I got guys that have been had to leave their previous school due to injury, or maybe the coach said go somewhere else. I got a second baseman who's got a 2-year-old daughter and a beautiful fiance. I got guys that have had some real family issues in their past. And, I got guys that just, again, they're gritty, they're tough, they've been through the real, you know, the real thick of it. And baseball's something we get to do for fun. Baseball's something we don't take for granted. And we're never out of it. It's not a matter if we get going, it's when we get going. And we, you know, the guys in the locker room in our organization, we've been believing this since August. And, you know, now everybody else is starting to believe in a little bit. But we've always kind of known inside the locker room that we had something cool going to be brewing. But because the team part, the locker room, the synergy is real. In college sports right now, it's hard to find and build a real team, and our coaches and our players have done a tremendous job of the camaraderie piece, and they're just having fun together, guys. It's pretty cool to watch.
I took my 12-year-old son over to Hawkins Field earlier in the year and took him to the Vanderbilt Gonzaga game, and Gonzaga came back and beat him on that Sunday afternoon. You also had Gonzaga at your place and you beat them. I just talked about two games down in Starkville. You hosted Gonzaga. You went down to Auburn and played a 3-game series. Like, these big games, how important is it for your program when you have these out-of-conference games that you can get some real experience and, you know, against top-tier competition to kind of help shape and mold your team before you get into conference play?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of when you're building the schedule, you want to get battle-tested, right? You want to kind of get off to a good start, but you also want to get battle-tested and see where your flaws are and what you get better at. And listen, I got a roster full of Power 5 transfers. I mean, I have guys from every power conference, major conference there is. And these guys feel like they should be on the other side of the field. These guys have been on the other side of the field. And maybe they didn't get their moment. Maybe they didn't get their playing time. And they, you know, when we get to play those teams, it's like, hey, let me show you that I can play against you, buddy. And let's line it up and let's see who wins. And that's the greatest thing about competition is that, there's always a winner. There's always somebody that gets beaten. We've been on both sides of that. To your point, we went down to Auburn and got walked off on a Friday. We beat them 16-5 on Saturday, and then they run rolled us on Sunday, and go down to Ole Miss and play a really good game, 13-9. And I mean, heck, we're 3-3 versus the SEC this year. And you know, we beat Gonzaga after they had a great win against Vanderbilt, and that's a historic program lately that goes to regionals and has first rounders. And you know, just again, it gives your team early in the year some instant confidence that they belong and they can do this. And by the time we get to conference play, you know, there's nothing we haven't seen from a competitive standpoint. And again, it's just really cool. Again, right now, I'm like everybody else. I'm kind of eating my sunflower seeds down in third base box, just watching the party get started. So pretty cool to watch.
Every week, I like to check, you know, who's leading in the country in home runs individually, who's leading in home runs, you know, like top five in teams. And, you know, early on, as I learned about this kid at Georgia Tech, his little guy who's hitting home in four home runs in a game. And you know, and this kid at Georgia and this Cagliano at Florida, and this kept seeing Austin Peay pop up left and right. When did you know that you had a group that was not afraid to send the ball over the fence? Did you know that maybe coming into the season, or it just happened?
Yeah, no, I knew it was brewing. It was brewing because we had so many returners from last year that we had a really good year last year in year one. I think we were second in school history in homers last year. And we had so many guys coming back, and our recruiting coordinator, Heath Holliday, brought in a kid named Brody Zocco who hit 29 homers at a junior college. And we had a healthy Jaden Brown and then John Bay, who's, you know, nobody's talking about John Bay, but John Bay's got 22 homers and like 18 doubles right now. We have like a Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle thing going on right now on our team. And you know, he hit 8 homers last year in the last 5 weeks of the season, coming back off injury. And you know, all these guys that we have, that they were recruited at some of these other places to you know, whether Perfect Game All-Americans, whether it be a Big 12 school, whether it be an SEC school, whatever it may be, we've got guys that have kind of been there and done that at the amateur level. And, you know, we have got, you know, it's just a really cool year with guys that are older and experienced and, you know, kind of know who they are, know their swing, and they work. And our hitting coach, John Littell, does a tremendous job. He and pitching coach, actually, and Heath Holliday, they all work in the cage with the boys. We knew because, again, we had to watch batting practice fly out of the yard all the time, and all the pitchers got to pick up baseballs a lot. But, you know, we just have a really cool offense, whether it's hitting homers or getting, you know, situational hitting or getting a bunt down, whatever it may be. Our guys are pretty good at it.
Coach, can you talk about what the transfer portal has meant in your coaching career and the way it's changed everything? We asked this question basically to all collegiate coaches, whether it's Mark Byington over at Vanderbilt, who just took over the men's basketball coach, or Tim Corbin, or whoever. You know, it's obviously you can. Recruiting a guy to stay all 4 years, that model is sort of old school now. It's sort of, you know, not working these days.
It's rare. It's rare. But let me tell you something. I'm a fan of the transfer portal. It's benefited the Govs really well. Now, things changed from last year to this year. And listen, if you're going to be in college athletics, you better evolve with the rules in the game. If not, you better go do something else. The rules are they can transfer. So, you know, you better really have real relationships with your team. You better always recruit your players. You better be a player's coach in a sense and still hold them accountable. There's a fine line there, in my opinion. I think you can, you know, especially with us, you know, we're getting a lot of guys on the kickback from other places that maybe have not been treated as well. And so if we get guys in here and we treat them well and we honor our word and our commitment to them, I feel like we will hold on to some of these guys. And, you know, listen, it's just it's part of the business. We may lose a player now and then, but, we have a saying, we might not get always, so we might not always get who we want, but we'll get who we are. As long as we're getting the type of kids we want in the locker room, we'll be okay.
And Coach, I wanted to ask you about something that can be kind of fragile when it comes to players, and that is players who think they're one position, but you think they're another. So you got a guy who's in your bullpen, and he's great as a setup guy, but he really wants to be a starter. Or somebody who's at shortstop, but really wants to play third or vice versa. And you know, these are not professionals. These are young men. You've been playing for a little while. How do you deal with that when you have to make a difficult conversation with a young man about, we need you to move over here?
Oh, listen, I think as long as you're honest with these guys and you're up front with them, and I think that's all they want. That's all really they want. They just want honesty. Again, a lot of these guys have been placed with people beat around the bush or telling them they're going to do this, and then it's really not that way when they get there. Before guys ever get here, we kind of lay it out for them. Like, hey, here's what we're thinking. You know, and then like Lyle Miller Green, you know, we brought Lyle in here to play the outfield, and he shows up and says, hey, I've pitched him, and I've actually pitched before. We started with a bullpen. Oh, you're actually pretty good at it. You know, whether it's that, whether it's training guys in multiple positions, whether it's, you know, sometimes that evolves in the season where you got a couple guys at one spot that are pretty good, and somebody's got to move, right? And you say, hey, for the betterment of the team, if we want to win, if we're really into this winning thing, then let's have a little bit of a servant heart and let's try to figure something else out. And, you know, again, I just, you know, some people think it's a difficult conversation. I believe it's called leadership and coaching and players being coachable. And, we have a lot of really good kids. I got kids right now that are playing out of position. I got kids right now that I can't play every day because, I mean, our lineup is really good. And there's two or three guys on our bench that could be playing that day. And they're great teammates. We have a bunch of kids right now. And this is not every year. We will not always have this type of group. But we have kids that are genuinely rooting for the guy in front of them to do well. And when you have that type of camaraderie and synergy in the locker room, you got a chance to have a special team because these guys are in it for the right reasons. And then when their number's called, you know what? Karma in baseball, something will happen to them because they're actually wanting success for the guy in front of them. And again, I think that's a real thing. I think the power of positive team is real. I think positivity is something that's needed more in the college game more than ever. And we try to, you know, we're not perfect. We're not, but we try to spew and speak that into existence every day. And tough conversations are what I actually like. Tough conversations, I think, are what these kids actually like and need. It's tough for about 30 seconds, and then they're over it like anything else, right? Go reset the video game and start over. And so, it's not always – we talk about this too a lot in our program, man. It's not always who starts the game, but it's who finishes the game. And whether that's coming off the bench, whether that's coming out of the bullpen, the most important pitcher a lot of times is the one pitching. And the most important hitter a lot of times is the one hitting. And, just try to do our job and do it to the best of our ability and see what happens.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Austin Peay in particular and the city of Clarksville and that whole community. Yeah. Obviously, they've got a lot going on. The football stadium is relatively new. We know the basketball arena now and hockey arena. The city is growing, very populated. Austin Peay, Darren and I have been here a long time. Sometimes can be a little understated, I would call them, Darren, because they're up there in Clarksville, so the rest of us aren't already thinking about them a lot, but it seems to be a location. We know the football coaches move on very quickly when they come in here and have success. So what is it that attracted you here?
Oh, it was Gerald Harrison, our athletic director, Jordan Harmon, our associate athletic director, Dr. Bakari, our president. Those humans actually wanted me to be the head coach. I wanted to be a head coach. I wanted to go somewhere where they cared about baseball. Austin Peay has a great alumni base for baseball. They have a great tradition. They've won multiple championships, 11 championships, matter of fact. They've had, big leaguers, All-Americans. They've been two seeds in an NCAA region before. I wanted to go somewhere where people wanted to win. And I'm familiar with the Midwest with my time in Kentucky and Oklahoma State. And again, I had some ties to the town with the coaches, Coach Kimball, our pitching coach who I worked with in Kentucky. There's some former players that I coached some other places that played with some Austin Peay alums that helped me out a little bit. And really, Clarksville is, we have the old hashtag, Clarksville's hometown team is Austin Peay. And baseball, and Clarksville is a baseball town. And our football program, the last couple of years, have done well, no doubt about it. Coach Gibson and we've got the basketball thing rocking and rolling over there at F&M Bank Arena. And, Clarksville is one of the fastest growing towns in like all of Tennessee right now. It's booming. People are moving in there faster than we can actually get it ready for them. And, with downtown booming the way it is, the concerts we're bringing in, the shows we're bringing in, the entertainment we're bringing in, we just want to be a piece of the puzzle that helps.
Coach, you there? There you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, we just want to be a piece of the puzzle of what draws people to draws people to Clarksville, and right now we're hitting a lot of home runs. People are excited about it.
Well, I think it's probably a good thing that you're in Arkansas and you're playing Central Arkansas this weekend with all the rain that you guys got in the last 24 hours, like 5.5 inches. I hope everybody and everything is okay in Clarksville.
We're thinking about you guys.
We got
some hail yesterday. We were actually stuck in the car. The hail was coming down. It rained pretty good. But listen, people are tough around here. We'll get over it. We had a tornado hit last fall, and the amount of people you see just giving their time and effort and finances to help people get back on their feet was incredible. When you have some catastrophic weather wherever it may be, that's when you see people really chipping in and kind of the blue collar grit, the care factor in Clarksville kind of come to the forefront. And that was really cool for me because I'm a small town Oklahoma kid. And where, everybody kind of knows everybody and everybody helps everybody when stuff like that happens. And our athletic department, our community, our church groups, everybody involved, we're just there to help. It's still, we're on the road. We like being on the road. You can hear the boys in the back of the bus right now. They're ripping and roaring and they get going. And again, it's a fun group. And again, we're just trying to cherish the moments because, baseball season is hourglass and we're kind of at the bottom of it towards here of the season.
Yep.
We're just trying to capture a little bit of Mo.
It's a great time of year. We really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Coach.
Best of luck this weekend.
And fire me up.
Let's do it again soon.
I dare you. I dare you guys to have me on. I appreciate it. Let's go pee.
We always accept a dare. Roland Fanning, he is the Austin Peay baseball coach, and indeed they are traveling to take on Central Arkansas. That series will crank up tomorrow starting at 6 o'clock. Really, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. All right, we'll come back. We're wide open the rest of the hour. If you want to get involved in the show, 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. I hope Tony Nolensville is fired up after hearing that. Man.
That was nice.
That was really, really good. All right, you're listening to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. Do you have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
Warrior fan, can't believe I'm about to say it. You just got beamed. Devastating evening for the Dubs. Devastating, in fact, for anybody who was pulled for this Warriors dynasty. It truly did feel like the end of an era. And if not the end of an era, maybe the end of Klay Thompson's era at Golden State. What a terrible way to go. You got to feel for him. Disastrous night for a class guy and a rough night for a class organization.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studios. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Good stuff from Roland Fanning, Austin Peay's baseball coach. Again, we're thinking about the folks in Clarksville. They endured a lot of rain. 5.5 inches, to be exact, in the last 24 hours. So a lot of flooding going on in that market. Last night, I got sucked into the Florida-Boston game, game two of that series. I don't know if you got a chance to see it
or
the highlights, Justin, but it's turning into a must-watch series. Those two teams do not, and I repeat, do not like each other.
Wow.
There was a lot of fighting in the third period. I mean, a lot. In fact, That's really what it turned into, just brawl.
Just a brawl.
Yes.
Just.
It was crazy. Like, I'm going to have to tune in for game three in Boston now.
Just to see what happens.
Yeah, because it is beyond chippy. Chippy is too nice. Anyways. Yeah. And then I was gonna watch Vancouver and Edmonton, and I did. Well, Edmonton jumped out 2-0, and I got to be honest, I was like, it's what we talked about. Like, Edmonton's gonna mop them. And by the way, if you didn't pay attention and you turned away and you didn't go like me, Vancouver came back and won 5-4 last night. They took game one.
Hmm.
But I was telling you during the break.
Yeah,
I stumbled across. I think it was on TNT. I think was the channel. It was called Rich and Shameless. Okay. I've never even heard of this.
Okay.
And apparently it's on athletes. And the one that was on last night that I got sucked into was the story on NBA star Lorenzen Wright.
Of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Of course, who played at Memphis in college and then eventually ended up with the Grizzlies.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Played at the University of Memphis.
He played at the University of Memphis.
You are correct. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
And just that whole... You know, he was murdered.
He was.
And it took them a long time to figure it out. But anyway,
years.
I got sucked into it. Well, I think it was over a decade before the ex-wife and her cousin and the other guy that was in there, her ex-lover or whatever. It took them, like, I think 12 years before they were, after the murder, where they were found guilty on all charges.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've ever watched that show. That's the
never
first
seen
one
the
I've
actual
watched.
Show. No,
it's a documentary, and I got sucked into that last night. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's easy to do to get sucked into that to that kind of a thing, especially when you don't remember everything that you know from the time because it was such. First of all, it was a little while ago, and then it was strung out over the course of several years. So you hear a little bit, then you forget. Then you hear a little bit, and you forget. So something like that kind of brings it all back into focus. And right now, you know, to me, Darren, that story was actually undercovered because right now that story would be massive.
I totally agree.
I
thought the same thing.
Killed by a hitman hired by his wife. My goodness.
I know.
For millions of dollars in insurance money and all this other stuff and lived for years out on the run. No one knew. And it would be scandalous right now.
Then she moved to Arkansas.
Yes.
They had six kids.
It would be.
You're right.
All kinds of levels of something that we have never seen. I think because it was in Memphis, which is a smaller market nationally. Lorenzen Wright was a famous player, but not, you know, an NBA,
superstar
at all. So, you know,
a lot of people didn't know.
Solid
NBA player.
Very good player, but not, you know, levels that everybody around the country would know who he was on site.
Yeah,
kind
he wasn't
of person.
A household name.
No. I think all of that, I think the time period and the market played a big role into why the nation doesn't really know more about this story.
But I got sucked in and I watched that. You know, I would have watched baseball last night, but I don't have any Bally's channels.
You couldn't find channels.
Yeah, no channels.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Melrose. Mike, what's up?
Good afternoon. First of all, thoughts and prayers go out for the young kid in Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir.
I saw her. I think Justin, y'all put a picture of him on the news today wearing his Vanderbilt shirt and stuff
yes, sir.
At the game. I think I heard Corbin went to visit today.
That's so what I heard, yeah.
Hopefully some kind of miracle will come out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Darren, the other day you mentioned a strike and spare. My dad, we're getting ready to, he's got a bowling empire. He's got 15 centers. He's getting ready to open a new one. I believe it's in Jeffersonville, Kentucky, right outside of Louisville.
Right outside,
he's already got two or three in Louisville.
Okay.
One across the river in Clarksville, Indiana. He'd love to get into Clarksville, Tennessee. So that's kind of what he's doing now for his hobby is collecting bowling centers.
Well, this new one's going to be massive, isn't it?
It's
going to be pretty big.
It's a family fun center. I like the one there in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
And laser tag and roller skating and just a fun place to go. Quick story, Justin. You were talking about college players that want to play different positions.
Yes, sir.
My dad was coaching the summer league in Peoria, Illinois, way back when he was at Vanderbilt. He had his one player. He just insisted. He was a third baseman, pretty good third baseman, wanted to play shortstop. So my dad traded him to some of the team. Well, this guy later on, he wound up hitting 548 home runs as a third baseman in the big leagues for the Phillies.
Scott Rowland.
That is one Mike Schmidt.
Mike Schmidt.
That's where I was going. I was just saying, if he says
it's older, I'm sorry, it was too old. I need to rewind. I was like, no, that's way too soon. No, sorry, got to rewind a little bit. Mike Schmidt, of course.
So yeah, he loves to tell that story. But anyway, hoping my Commodores will play good this weekend. You know, I thought, God, you got the guy on the morning show, the Vandy fan. He's not giving as much chance. I want to say I'll call him tomorrow, but you know, they're beatable. They Lipscomb went up there and beat Tennessee.
They did.
You know, we run rule Lipscomb about two or three weeks ago, and then they had trouble with Missouri. They beat Missouri 3-2. So all about the guy on the hill throwing strikes and making them earn it. That's what killed them at Georgia that last game. They walked eight guys and hit four guys. So we'll see. Tennessee came in number one in basketball one year, and they left with a big L.
I was there. Oh, yep, yeah. I was there.
Say, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say, Vanderbilt holds a record I don't know will ever be broken as far as the SEC, the record standings for record for one year, and that was in 13, 26-3. They didn't even get out. They didn't make the Omaha. 26-3. I don't know. Tennessee gave it a run a few years ago, but that's. I don't know if that's ever going to be.
What
broken.
Was the record again? Say that again.
26-3.
Well, the one game was rained out in South Carolina. They were real slow putting the tarp down. 26-3.
Oh.
That's pretty impressive.
Hey, can we ask you a baseball question?
I was just getting ready to go there.
Right?
Yeah.
Justin and I had this conversation off the air, and let's just take it to the air.
Yeah.
It's okay. So, can you tell us, Mike, what a sacrifice fly is?
Well, a sacrifice fly is a ball hit and a guy scores on it.
Okay, so a runner of third.
He could be from second. It's usually
true,
from third.
True, okay,
but
fair enough.
You don't get credit for a sacrifice if the guy moves from second to third.
Okay, so, all right. Okay. So, it's like he was listening to our conversation.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you, why not? Because let me ask you this, Mike. Whenever you've got a runner at second and you lay down a bunt down the first base line and your batter gets thrown out at first, what's that called?
You do get a sacrifice bunt.
It's called a sacrifice bunt, but he didn't score.
You also get one from second to third.
Right.
I don't know
if you
score a guy, it's a squeeze. That's not really, I don't know if that can, you get credit for a sacrifice on that, but, That's another thought for another day. Some of the crazy rules in baseball. Why does a guy can come in and the game's 20-0 and he pitches three innings and he gets a save?
Yeah.
What did he save? A 20-run lead?
Right. Right. Because I guess what is it? The tying run has to be in the on deck circle or something with all the batters that he faced. Something like that.
So there's Mike, who's the walking baseball.
I know.
He's the walking baseball rule book, and he says you can't just advance the runner one base. The runner has to score for it to count as a sack fly.
Because I'll be honest, like I don't understand that. I was under the impression that if you advance the runner, it's a sack fly. If you advance the runner on a bunt, it's a sack bunt. So why wouldn't it be a sack fly if you advance the runner?
And I was under the impression of the opposite. I was under the impression that the guy had to score for it to be counted as a sacrifice fly. That was what I was taught to believe. But okay.
Well, and a lot of that goes to the official score. And sometimes guys are dragging for a bunt single and they just happen to get the guy over and they give him a sacrifice, even though that wasn't their intent. But my thing, something I wish they would change is a starter shouldn't have to go five innings to qualify for a win. You know what I mean? Hmm. Somebody else comes in and throws one pitch, and they get a win. The pitcher that was the most effective, you get the win. Especially nowadays, it's like Tampa Bay only throwing a guy three innings. So that's just one of the rules of baseball. They've changed about everything else. I don't know why they don't consider changing some of those rulings.
That's true. Thank you, Mike.
The rule. Take care. See you.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for clearing that up. There it is.
I just, isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Like you lay down a bunt, it's a sack bunt.
Yeah. But you advance the runner.
You have a runner at second.
Yeah.
And you fly out to right field.
Yeah.
And you advance him to third. It's not a sack fly.
It's not a sack fly. He has to score. That's, I don't know. This would have never come up in normal conversation at all. This is so weird how this came up. There's a, and I don't really want to put all of it out there, but there's a team out there that's hired play-by-play guy, and the play-by-play guy has been calling the second to third sack fly.
It. That was a public story that
it
I
was.
Told you.
The brand new play-by-play guy for the Chicago White Sox
is getting crushed.
Is getting crushed
because people are literally saying, "How is this guy the play-by-play? How is he the voice of the White Sox? He doesn't even know baseball.
He doesn't know. Well, yeah, there's certain things he doesn't know." And it's painfully obvious on the air that he doesn't know.
Tell the Bill Veeck story to Mike and see how he would react to that.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Yeah, Mike.
I forgot.
Called him Bill Veeck on the air.
Mike, he was doing...
This is the White Sox play-by-play man.
And this is not hearsay. I've heard it with my own ears. I've heard it. Now, this is not something I read on the internet. I have heard they played the tape. I've heard it. So there's, you know, a gentleman there in Chicago who's calling games for the White Sox. They were doing this moment in White Sox history, you know, courtesy of whatever. And, you know, it's a standard thing, drop. We all do it. We do it here at WNSR. And he went to talking about Disco Demolition Night when White Sox owner Bill Veeck, you know, burnt. What? And this
record scratch.
And this went to air. The disturbing thing is no one in the White Sox organization heard this and said, hey, you do know it's Bill Veeck, right?
Boy.
Like one of the most historic and significant owners of baseball.
Bill Veeck.
And really family. Because it's not just, you know, one guy. There's several Veecks. You know, so to call him Bill Veeck, that's rough stuff.
On the White Sox broadcast.
On the White Sox broadcast.
Maybe he's talking about his cousin.
No.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't. No. He wasn't talking about his cousin at all.
That's what I said. Like, Justin, it's public, not like they're writing articles on this guy. Like, this is not just like, have you heard the White Sox play-by-play guy?
I mean,
keep it on the DL.
And to do that in Chicago, listen, it's rough stuff in Chicago. They're going to roast you.
Plus, they suck.
Yeah.
They're going to roast you. I got a baseball question. Darren, how do umpires decide where the strike zone is at? Because I was watching the game the other day.
How do they decide?
Each
his own.
Zone. Okay?
Mike.
I live it every weekend. You know what I tell my boys? You know what the strike zone is today, kids? Whatever that umpire right there deems is the strike zone.
He'll let you know in the first inning.
That guy is the one who's determining today's strike zone.
Yeah, but Justin, he'll say something in the first inning, and I saw him in the third inning. It was a Tennessee game, and it was just like so obvious a strike. And I'm like,
you should be nice to him.
A few minutes ago.
Listen, have you watched Greg Maddux pitch, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just check out those strike zones, all right?
No, it is tricky. You talking about... Yeah, this will get your dad going. Angel Hernandez and CB Buckner are by far the two worst umpires.
You're talking up his alley now.
By 1,000 miles, but yet they're out there every night. This has been historically bad.
How did they
for
get
years.
Jobs? That's what we should add.
Well, how have they been doing this for as long as they have? When everybody knows, anybody who's ever watched a game knows that Buckner and Hernandez are the two worst home plate umpires in the game, period.
Notorious. They are notorious.
Notoriously bad. Am I wrong?
Notoriously bad.
Am I wrong?
They're notoriously complained about. I'll say that much. They are notoriously complained about.
Why is that?
People disagree.
By the way, there's a thing called video that everybody can see now.
People disagree with...
Even if you weren't at the game?
Of their definition of a strike quite a bit.
And so do the players and managers.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen pitches go right down the middle, and they'll say, ball. You're like, wait a minute, that was a strike. I don't know. By the way, I don't watch baseball no more.
It's a human game, all right? Listen, it's probably the most human game we've got
but
left.
But why do the other humans seem to do it much better than them?
It's not every human.
Last time I checked, they're humans too.
They've got more control than any other human. Calling a game.
Do you think it matters if the coach has made a man and everything? And they said,
absolutely. They ain't it. Yes. The answer is yes. Let me just stop there.
615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
And now, Sunspace Sunrooms RVM Development are proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Sunspace Sunrooms RVM Development. For maintenance-free enclosures, sunrooms, screen rooms, patios, and more, give Russ a call today. And ask about their senior military and first responder discounts. 423-225-2414. 423-225-2414. Or visit sunspacesunrooms.com. That's Sunspace Sunrooms RVM Development. They're professionals who care.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
We were just actually listening to the clips of this White Sox play-by-play guy. Oh, it's painful. Like, it's hard to listen to without just cringing. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Javi Baez comes up to the plate. And of course,
plays for the Tigers.
Playing for the Tigers against the White Sox.
Yeah. White Sox home game.
And they're booing him.
Yes.
And the White Sox play-by-play guy says, hey, I'm the new guy. Help me with this. Why are they booing him? Well, there's just other team in the city across the way called the Cubs.
Yeah.
He played there for almost a decade. So it may have something to do with that. Maybe.
You know the guy he was, you know the guy he's talking to there in the play-by-play.
Who is that?
Steve Stone.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, who, how many people are more synonymous with Chicago baseball than Steve Stone?
Right.
And you know, for him to sit up there and listen to,
he's probably going, what in the world? Who are you?
If you know anything at all about Chicago baseball broadcasting, you know Steve Stone has been with both the Cubs and the White Sox in the booth for decades. Literal decades. I wonder if he, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to. I mean, it's, man, somebody offered him the job and he said yes.
Well,
That's all I can say.
I blame him for taking
it. That's all I can say.
I blame him for not having a clue.
I mean,
what he signed up for.
As you know, I am not a deep hockey enthusiast the way you are, but the Nashville Predators needed me to fill in for, you know, for Pete and, you know, Terry one night, and I get up there and I'm like, yeah.
What's the deal with this Nash guy?
You know, may want to do a little research.
Who's Paul? Oh, why do they keep thanking him?
Yeah. You know, may need to do a little research there. Now, pass the statue on the way in. Who's that? Is that guy important?
What's the big deal with the statue guy out in the plaza?
Is that somebody?
I gotta give Justin credit because he even researched the clown. He knew background information on the clown. Remember earlier?
Well, no. Listen, I'm a journalist by trade, so you try to look things up, and if you don't know what you don't, what you aren't is loud and proud about what you don't know.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be real strong about it. I mean, I don't know. It's
so you went to the hockey game and said, "Who's this Phillip guy they keep cheering for?"
I mean. I don't even know. It's tough to put it in words. Is it normal for them to
keep telling the goalie he sucks?
Is that how they
tell,
do it?
Tell me what's going on.
They do
here.
This all over?
I know I'm the play-by-play guy, but what's the deal with the other goalie sucking?
It's all his fault, huh?
Why they throw the catfish on the ground?
Well, listen, that's something professional broadcasters are actually asking. If you've never seen that before, there are plenty of professional broadcasters who ask about that part. About throwing the catfish on the ice. So, I'm just saying. Just saying.
I still don't understand.
It's rough stuff.
Bill Veeck. What's the deal with this Javi Baez guy? Is this guy a rookie?
No.
He just getting the league? Why are they booing him?
That's tough. That's tough, man. I mean, and he's getting roasted there in Chicago. It's tough to be new in any place. It's tough to be new in certain markets. You know,
we're talking about the Predators and Partners call.
Partner, we'll get back to you, man. I'm sorry. But, you know, we're playing, partner. You know, I understand who Nash is, and I understand, you know, the rules and regulations of the Preds. Now, would I be as clean on the broadcast as some of the other guys? No. But, you know, I would study to show myself approved. As the book says somewhere.
I was giving you going to church on that.
I would study to show myself approved. Right. If you put me in the booth for one game, I would study to show myself approved. Now, I don't know, you know, how well I would do.
Yeah, but Justin, this isn't a one-off.
I would put some work into it, though.
He didn't win this in an auction and get to do a game. That's true. The play-by-play guy. You're painting the picture like you're doing a game. You need to paint the picture like you've been named.
I've been hired.
The
full-time guy.
To be the full-time voice.
Yeah.
As the Bible would say, many are called, few are chosen.
I mean, well, he was chosen.
He wasn't chosen.
You're acting like this guy won an auction. You know, it's, hey, it's charity auction night, and I'm the play-by-play guy for the lights off.
I don't know.
What's the deal with this Bill Veeck guy? And Bill Veeck.
The scoreboard in Chicago.
Why do they call that a sack fly?
It's tough stuff, man. It's really tough.
When did they start putting this guy on at second in the 10th?
So when they slap the puck down, is that called icing? Is that what that is? Is why they blow the whistle every single time the ice.
Why do they keep going offside?
Keeps crossing the line and they keep blowing the whistle. Just when things are getting interesting, they keep blowing the whistle.
Why did he start walking after four pitches?
I don't understand it. What is happening?
Should he stay in the box?
I don't understand.
He should at least see a strike.
How is anybody ever going to score in this game if they keep doing this? They keep taking players off the ice for 2 minutes at a time.
These guys need to be careful jumping over the wall.
Hey, listen. I told you about that. But see, okay, but see, let's take that.
That is a good question.
Let's take that. You told me off mic that particular story had your wife crying literal tears in the car. As I was trying, listen, I've been following sports a long time. When I first took this job, I had no idea how line change happened in the NHL. I had no clue.
You were definitely fascinated by
it. I was fascinated by it because, you know, every other sport, and I've been to dozens of Preds games, dozens, not a few. I've been to dozens of Preds games. I've been looking Is there like a whistle or a flag or some type of hand signal? How do all these guys know just to jump on the ice like
right,
this?
Right, that's what I was wondering
in
about.
Every
that too.
Other sport,
yeah, timeout.
In basketball, they ring a horn and they make a grand announcement. Hey, coming in the game is number 25. Leaving the game is number 32. You know, like they make a big in baseball. They play warm up music. Like you can tell who's coming just by the song that's playing.
And he gets to warm up.
And he gets to warm up for a few minutes. Why he's that's what they do in baseball.
And they get music and everything.
That's what I'm saying. They get warm up music. You can tell who's coming just based on the song in baseball.
What happens in hockey?
In hockey, you get four or five guys just jump on the ice all at the same time. Didn't nobody say nothing?
No, you don't know.
There was no announcement.
They get text.
Are they texting straight to the brain?
No, the coach will text them. Hey, you're up next.
I just did not. I was because I've been at games watching for. I've been watching. I was like, maybe there's a light or a hand signal or something. I've just been missing this whole time that I just didn't know. But then Chris Mason, God bless him. God bless Chris Mason.
Don't forget Alex Doherty.
Alex Doherty. But no.
Every hockey guest we've
Chris had on. Chris Mason, God bless him, actually took the time
he did.
To explain it to me. And I will thank him forever for that. And so now I'm no longer curious about it. Now I understand how it works. But I didn't know how it worked. But if you think about it, it's totally different than any other. Is the substitution in hockey is completely different than any other sport around. We need to take a break.
My side is hurting. Let's take our final break. Nate, we'll get to you to wrap up Thursday's show. We'll do that next.
It is.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
You have got to be kidding me. Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone.
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Text the Strike and Spare studio now at 615-844-5600. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Like Tony in Nolensville said, awesome interview, guys, with Roland Fanning. Let's go pee. We agree. That was fun. Also, Greg on our text line. Truth be told, Justin, the NHL refs don't even know what icing is. Let's go to Nate. In Columbia. Nate, what's up?
The best, I'm going to call it quote-unquote line change because it was at the very end of the game when the game was finished, was Mike Fisher, 2016-17, triple overtime when the players just couldn't skate anymore. They just threw their bodies over the bench on the ice
mm-hmm.
in celebration.
The game that ended at, what, 1 o'clock in the morning?
I remember that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. But really, I called because I really did think Justin didn't know how the players changed during the
I didn't
game,
for a while which, Nate I didn't yeah. for a little while I know now I understand it now
yeah and
because Chris Mason explained it.
Same recently I came to know that too, so you're not the only one. I've been following hockey for a few years. It just never crossed my mind. Just never crossed my mind to think, hey, when do they know to go out there?
I mean, he was maybe Nate. If we went back and pulled the early tapes of this show, he was fixated on it. I mean, Justin,
I was so serious.
It was like he was an investigative reporter.
I wanted to know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
See, I thought it was an internal clock all this time until that interview with Alex. But yeah, y'all have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
And why can't they send like 6 people out at one time?
Well, because that would be a penalty.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. There's only 5 people at a time.
I mean,
you're
going
to win
the game,
five hockey.
We'll do it right.
Well,
even strength is 5-on-5 hockey. Oh.
Yeah, and that's why they can't send 6. Okay. But I knew that.
You can whenever you get the goalie off the ice.
That's true.
Like Vancouver did twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have 6 people on the ice.
Yeah, worked out for them.
Yeah, unfortunately. That one stinks.
Yeah, too soon.
All right. Man, my side is killing me. That's a wrap for today.
But you got educated.
We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. We look forward to that. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow, 2 o'clock.